Good morning, and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Equity futures are pointing to a slightly lower start this morning, and it feels like all eyes are on Washington.
That's right. The big headline is the high likelihood of a government shutdown. Congressional leaders just couldn't hammer out a deal on funding, and that's casting a shadow over the market.
So what does that actually mean for traders today?
It's about uncertainty, first and foremost. But the real kicker is that if a shutdown happens, we won't get this week's big employment situation report. The market, and more importantly the Fed, would be flying blind on key economic data.
Speaking of the Fed, we did hear from Vice Chair Philip Jefferson this morning. What was his take?
He walked a very fine line. He said he sees risks to employment tilted to the downside, but risks to inflation tilted to the upside. It's the classic central banker's dilemma. He didn't give any clear signals on future rate cuts, which just adds to the cautious mood.
Got it. So a lot of waiting and watching here at home. How did things look overnight?
It was a mixed session in Asia. Japan's Nikkei slipped a bit, but Hong Kong and Shanghai actually finished in the green. The interesting piece of news there was a typically dovish Bank of Japan policymaker talking about the need for a rate hike. That's a subtle but important shift to watch.
And Europe?
Pretty flat across the board. They got a batch of their own mixed data. Weak retail sales out of Germany, but cooling inflation in France. The market there is really waiting for Germany's flash CPI report, which is due out later this morning.
All right, let's pivot to corporate news. We had a few earnings reports trickle in.
We did. The standout was Jefferies, which beat expectations on both earnings per share and revenue. A solid report for them. On the other side, Vail Resorts missed on revenue, so that stock might see some pressure today.
Okay, let's get to the pre-market movers. I'm seeing a lot of red and green on my screen. Who's making the biggest waves?
The absolute star of the pre-market is Wolfspeed, ticker WELVS. It is soaring, up almost 25%. The catalyst is a completed financial restructuring. Investors are clearly loving that news.
Wow, a 25% jump is massive. Now on the downside, what's happening with Spotify?
It's a double whammy for Spot. First, founder and CEO Daniel Ek announced he's transitioning to executive chairman in 2026. Leadership changes can sometimes spook investors. Then Goldman Sachs piled on with a downgrade to neutral from buy. The stock is down about 4.5% on that news.
That's a tough combo. I also see headlines on Tesla and Boeing.
Yep, couple of potential headwinds for the giants. The Financial Times is reporting that Tesla has lost several senior staff members, which raises questions about stability. And for Boeing, while the Wall Street Journal says they're working on a new plane to replace the 737 MAX, that's a long-term story, not an immediate catalyst.
Let's check in with the analyst desk. Any other big calls moving stocks this morning?
A few notable ones. Celsius Holdings is getting a boost after Morgan Stanley upgraded the stock to overweight. They're bullish on the energy drink space. And it looks like Mizuho has been busy, initiating coverage on a ton of big tech names like Alphabet, Amazon, and Meta, all with outperform ratings.
So bringing it all together, what's the playbook for traders at the open?
The sentiment is cautiously bullish. But that caution is the key word. The market is consolidating. For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, keep an eye on support around 660 and resistance near 665. A break in either direction could signal the next move.
And which sectors should we be watching?
Tech and consumer discretionary have been showing relative strength, so look for leadership there. Energy, however, is weak, with crude oil prices falling. It's a bit of a tug of war between the growth sectors and the value sectors right now.
So if you had to boil it down to one thing for today, what's the final thought?
Today is all about the shutdown risk. The market can handle a lot, but it hates uncertainty, and it really hates a lack of data. Expect headline-driven moves. Watch those technical levels we talked about, manage your risk, and be prepared for some potential volatility as news from Washington trickles out.
Excellent breakdown. That is all the time we have for The Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to help you get ahead of the opening bell. Have a great trading day, everyone.